ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 1। सो हियर इज द बिगिनिंग इज द चैप्टर समरी। सो आई विल रीड दैट फर्स्ट एंड देन वी विल गो टू द वर्स। This chapter 2 is titled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. This chapter relates that when the bad qualities of the age of Kali will increase to an intolerable level, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will descend as Kalki to destroy those who are fixed in religion. After that, a new Satyuga will begin. As the age of Kali progresses, all good qualities of men diminish and all impure qualities increase. Atheistic system of so-called religion becomes predominant, replacing the courts of Vedic law. The kings become just like highway bandits. The people in general become dedicated to low occupations. And all the social classes become just like shudras. All cows becomes like gods, all spiritual hermitages becomes like materialistic homes, and family ties extend no further than the immediate relationship of marriage. When the age of Kali has almost ended, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will incarnate. He will appear in the village of Sambhala, in the home of the exalted Brahmana, Vishnu, Yasha, and will take the name Kalki. He will mount his horse Devadatta and, taking his sword in his hand, will roam about the earth killing millions of bandits in the guise of kings. Then the signs of the next Satyuga will begin to appear. When the moon, sun and planet Brihaspati enter simultaneously into one constellation and conjoin in the lunar mansion Pushya, Satyuga will begin. In the order of Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, the cycle of four ages rotates in the society of living entities in this universe. This chapter ends with a brief description of the future dynasties of the sun and moon coming from Vaivashvata Manu in the next Satyuga. Even now, two saintly Kshatriyas are living who at the end of this Kali Yuga will re-initiate the pious dynasties of the sun god Vivashvan and moon god Chandra. One of these kings in Devapi, a brother of Maharaj Shantanu, and the other is Maru, a descendant of Ikshvaku. They are biding their time incognito in a village named Kalapa. So it's the text number 1.
Shri Shuka Uvacha,
Goswami said,
Tataha,
then,
cha,
and,
anudinam,
day after day,
dharma,
religion,
satyam,
truth,
shaucham,
cleanliness,
shama,
tolerance,
daya,
mercy,
kalena,
by the force of time,
balina,
strong,
Rajan,
O King Parikshit,
Nankshati,
will become ruined.
Ayuhu,
duration of life,
Balam,
strength, Smritihi. Memory. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Then, O King, religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength and memory will all diminish day by day because of the powerful influence of the age of Kali." So here is a purport by servants of Srila Prabhupada. Nice long purport. During the present age, Kali Yuga, practically all desirable qualities will gradually diminish, as described in this verse. For example, dharma, which indicates a respect for higher authority that leads one to obey religious principles, will diminish. In the Western world, theologians have been unable to scientifically present the laws of God, or indeed God Himself. And thus, in Western intellectual history, a rigid dichotomy has arisen between theology and science. In an attempt to resolve this conflict, some theologians have agreed to modify their doctrines so that they confirm not only to proven scientific facts, but even to pseudo-scientific speculations and hypotheses, which, though unproven, are hypocritically included within the realm of science. On the other hand, some fanatical theologians disagree the scientific method altogether and insist on the veracity of the antiquated sectarian dogmas. Thus, bereft of systematic Vedic theology, material science has moved into the destructive realm of gross materialism, while speculative Western philosophy has drifted into the superficiality of relativistic ethics and inconclusive linguistic analysis. With so many of the best Western minds dedicated to materialistic analysis, naturally much of Western religious life, separated from the intellectual mainstream, is dominated by irrational fanaticism and unauthorized mystic and mystery cults. People have become so ignorant of the science of God that they often lump the Krishna consciousness movement in with this old assortment of fanciful attempts at theology and religion. The dharma of true religion, which is strict and conscious obedience to God's law, is diminishing. Satyam, truthfulness, is also diminishing, simply because people do not know what the truth is. Without knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot clearly understand the real significance or purpose of life merely by amassing huge quantities of relative or hypothetical truths. Kshama, tolerance or forgiveness, is diminishing as well, because there is no practical method by which people can purify themselves and thus become free of envy. Unless one is purified by chanting the holy names of the Lord in an authorized program of spiritual improvement, the mind will be overwhelmed by anger, envy and all sorts of small-mindedness. Thus, daya, mercy, is also decreasing. All living beings are eternally connected by the common participation in the divine existence of God. When this existential oneness is obscured through atheism and agnosticism, people are not inclined to be merciful to one another. They cannot recognize their self-interest in promoting the welfare of other living beings. In fact, people are no longer even merciful to themselves. They systematically destroy themselves through liquor, drugs, tobacco, meat-eating, sexual promiscuity and whatever other cheap gratificatory processes are available to them. Because of all these self-destructive practices and powerful influences of time, the average lifespan, ayu, is decreasing. Modern scientists, statistics supports showing that science has increased the average duration of life. But these atheists do not take into account number of people killed through the cruel practice of abortion. When we figure aborted children into the life expectancy of the total population, we find that average duration of life has not at all increased in the age of Kali, but is rather decreasing drastically. Bala, bodily strength, is also decreasing. The Vedic literature states that 5000 years ago, in the previous age, human beings and even animals and plants were larger and stronger. With the progress of the age of Kali, physical stature and strength will gradually diminish. Certainly, smriti, memory, is weakening. In former ages, human beings possessed superior memory and they also did not encumber themselves with a terrible bureaucratic and technical society as we have done. Thus, essential information and abiding wisdom were preserved without recourse of writing. Of course, in the age of Kali, things are dramatically different. Om Agyanate Vrandasya Gyanandina Salakaya Chakshetan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishram Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapalantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamsha Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopijakanda Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Gajana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanutate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kribasindubhyevacha Paditana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So here is a very glorious description about the age of Kali. And this is a very famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam at the beginning of 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we know, 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a lot of predictions regarding the future, because Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5000 years back, and what's going to happen now and in the future, including some aspects of next Satyuga. So even in many of the Puranas, that gives a description about the future, prediction about the future. We can see even Mahabharata, which is one of the itihasas, even Mahabharata, the last section of Mahabharata, it is known as Kali Yuga Varnana. That is a big description about the age of Kali. So here also in Srimad Bhagavatam we can see the description of the age of Kali. So going back to the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is described how Kali Yuga started. It is very interesting to look back to the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the primary cause, we can see in one sense, the beginning of Kali happened because of departure of Lord Sri Krishna. As it is mentioned, Krishna, Sudhamo Bhagate Dharma Jnana Dhiti Saha. Sri Krishna departed to his spiritual abode along with Dharma, religiosity and Jnana, knowledge. And with that, Kali manifested in its fullness. As it is mentioned, then why the Lord departed to his eternal abode and Kali manifested to its fullness? The reason is the living entities are desirous of a hellish life. So they want to enjoy the sense gratification. Or sins they want to actually experience. So the Lord is providing that facility by his departure and also by the advent of the age of Kali. So after the departure of Krishna, Pandavas, they felt
actually Yudhishthira Maharaj, he actually felt the bad omens he started to see. Then he understood there is something wrong has happened. Then as it was confirmed by Arjun, when Arjun returned from Dwaraka, he brought the bad news that Krishna has already departed from this world. Soon after, the great king along with his brothers, they retired and they installed Maharaj Parikshit as the ruler. So then onwards Maharaj Parikshit started ruling this earth. And one time when Maharaj Parikshit was going around in his kingdom, he found one bull and one cow. Cow was very weak and very sad. And for the bull, three of its legs were broken. And it was broken by a king. And it is mentioned, just by looking at that king, Maharaj Parikshit could understand he was not a king, rather an imposter. A low-class man, a Shudra, who was dressed just like a king. At that point, Maharaj Parikshit was ready to kill the personality Kali. So this person who dressed as king, he actually personifies the age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy which is running right now. So Maharaj Parikshit asked this bull, who actually created such an abominable activity to you? Who actually broke your legs? So this bull replied that in fact, if someone punishes somebody else, even without any reason, even without any valid reason, one who got punished, if he actually points finger to the person who punished, both of them are actually liable for punishment. Both of them, not just one. So hearing this, Maharaj Parikshit said, indeed you are personified Dharma. You are Dharmaraj. Otherwise no one can actually delineate Dharma so perfectly. And he said, ultimately it is only by the desire of the Supreme Lord that we get punished or we get suffering. And Maharaj Parikshit asked, why are you so sad? Is it because the bull, you know, he has all the three legs are gone, and the cows are not being protected properly, and this age of Kali is affecting everyone. Is that because you are so sad? So it is mentioned in the first canto of Bhagavatam. The ultimate reason that this cow is none other than Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth. She was so sad because of one reason. And it is mentioned, the reason is because the Supreme Lord, he has left the planet. So she is so sad. It is said that even the queens of Dwaraka, they felt separation from Krishna on and off, because the Lord will go to the assembly and he will come back in the evening and he will go here and there for his official trip. So even the queens of, there are 16,108 queens for Krishna in Dwaraka, even they felt separation from the Supreme Lord when the Lord was on this earth planet. But Bhumi Devi never felt separation from the Lord, because the Lord was there all the time on the earth planet. So now Bhumi Devi is telling, now I am feeling great separation, and that is even more than that of the queens of Dwaraka. She is mentioning, Tasyaham Abja Kulisham Kucha Kedu Ketari Srimad Padel Bhagavata Samalangradangi. She said, oh, my body was decorated by the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, which has the emblems of lotus, flag, thunderbolt, you know, the stick that actually used to control an elephant, etc. So she is telling, that was my position, and look at me now, that Supreme Lord has left, and now I am bereft of him, so I am feeling so sad. So that was her position. Now Maharaj Parikshit, he made sure that all his citizens were protected from the attack of Kali. So he was about to kill Kali, but he didn't kill Kali personified. The reason being, he took shelter, he fell at the lotus feet of Maharaj Parikshit and asked for some place for him to reside. Even though he was personification of all the bad things that we can see in this world, since he surrendered at the lotus feet of this great king, he accepted his surrender. So as a king, he is supposed to accept anyone who surrenders. As we can see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is also ready to accept anyone who surrenders at his lotus feet. So the Lord, the Maharaj Parikshit, he is a representative of Krishna. So he had to accept Kali. So he accepted Kali and arranged four places for him to reside. One was the place of gambling, then place of intoxication, and the place of brothel, illicit sex, and meat eating, where is slaughterhouses. So these were the four places which were given to Kali to reside. But there was a problem for Kali. The problem was, in the kingdom of Maharaj Parikshit, there was no such place where these four activities were going on. So Kali wanted something else. So Maharaj Parikshit gave one more thing, that is gold. So you can reside in gold, because gold can be used in service of Krishna, or it can be used to for other purposes, which can lead to all other sinful activities, because of wealth can lead to other sinful activities. So he got the position as, or the place to reside in gold. So this is the beginning of age of Kali. And coming back to 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is a further description of this age of Kali. As described here, as the time is progressing, religiosity is reducing, which is very obvious. No need to say, religiosity is decreasing day by day. People were pious, more pious than they were religious, if you see few years or few decades back. Now that is going down. And truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, all these qualities are diminishing. In fact, tolerance, we may say people are tolerant to some degree. But the tolerance will go away if we actually come in between the sense gratification. If we come in between the sense gratification, tolerance is finished. There is no more good qualities, it is gone. And cleanliness, both internal and external cleanliness, is diminishing rapidly. External cleanliness, naturally, you know, how many people are taking bath every day? It is unknown, especially in the Western society. Not everyone takes bath every day. And Vedic system do not even recommend taking bath every day one time, you know, at least two, three like that. So this is the Vedic system of external cleanliness. And what to speak about internal cleanliness? What kind of things are going on within the mind? And is there any possibility of purification of the mind with any of the external things? It's not possible. So the mind is completely unclean, the body is unclean. Mercy, we know what's happening with mercy. It is, you know, if you consider the slaughterhouses in this world, there is no mercy. As it is pointed out in this particular verse about the abortion aspect, even the ayur, the longevity, is drastically reducing. It is mentioned here, says statistics is given. Actually, according to 1984, the average life expectancy is 74.5 years. But when abortion is taken into consideration, then the life expectancy is reduced to 54. So this is in 84. So what to speak about now, and what to speak about other countries? Don't think that this is the only problem in America. It is throughout the world. So this is how the age of Kali is reducing the qualities, diminishing the qualities of human beings. It is the age of hypocrisy. The Kali, the age means, the title says, it is the age of hypocrisy and quarrel. One time, recently, not too far, in America, there was a big lawsuit. This was because there was a rare species of bird, a very rare species, and one of the cats actually killed one of these birds. And one man who was a bird lover and he was observing different kinds of birds, he became very angry and he shot this cat. And it became a big issue because the cat lovers, they started saying, how can you kill this kind of a cat? And the bird lovers saying, no, it is, you know, it has actually killed this rare species of bird. And both of them went to the court. And there was a big fight in the court. And bird lovers, they started pumping hundreds and thousands of dollars to back their case. And on the other side, the cat lovers, they also started pumping so much of money to fight their case. And it even became in the frontline newspaper, you know, the headlines, you know, the fight between the cat lovers and the bird lovers. And the question arises, actually the cat has an owner, is a pet cat or is a stray cat? Because if it is a pet cat, then the case becomes serious. And if it's a stray cat, okay, the case becomes a little low. And not only that, then how much pain this bird would have gone through when it's eaten by this, or eaten or killed by this cat. So the whole analysis was going on in the newspaper. And the whole fight is going on. And at the same time, you know, hundreds and thousands of cows are being slaughtered in the slaughterhouses. So where it doesn't fit in, there is no balance. It is not fair. This is called hypocrisy. On one side, speak about protection of animals, whale protection, this protection, that protection. But on the other side, so many slaughterhouses are there and millions of animals are being killed. So this is hypocrisy. And this is one of the prime symptoms of the age of Kali. And another symptom of age of Kali, as you can see, is the Shudras, the low class men, they will be the administrators of the world. So those who are not qualified, they become administrators and they will start to rule over the world. And since they don't know the values and since they don't follow higher values, they cannot guide the people. What is the quality of the great leaders? They engage in all sorts of sinful activities. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, everything, because everything is norm of life. So they go through all these activities and they are supposed to protect the citizens from these sins. Is it possible? It's not going to work because they themselves do not know and they do not follow. Another interesting feature of this age of Kali is the fall down of Brahminical class. The symptom of Brahmana in the age of Kali is nothing but a spread, which you can get in India for, you know, 2 rupees, or if you go to temple shop, maybe $2. Very inexpensive. And if you have a spread, then you are a Brahmin. So that's how the Brahminical status is judged. And even if you go to India, you can still see that kind of Brahminical culture. You get respect if there is a spread around. Otherwise, there is no respect. Last time, I think, many years back, I went to a temple with my dad. And he had a thread and I didn't have a thread. And he said, you know, he can pay obeisances on that mandap, you know, on that platform, and I can't. I said, you know, he's my father. So, you know, the thread matters a lot. So that is another symptom of the age of Kali. And it is mentioned, it's a very interesting point here, that in the Western world, theologians have been unable to scientifically present the laws of God, or indeed God himself. And thus, in Western intellectual history, a rigid dichotomy has arisen between theology and science. So, the science of God, the God consciousness, is not presented properly. It's not actually presented with proper logic and reasoning. The theology is quite weak. So, when people make fanatic statements regarding God, then those who have intelligence, they actually go away from religion. They go away from belief in God. It's a very foolish kind of preaching. All the sinful people, you surrender. I was in La Trobe University last week, a few days back, and I was seeing a poster by one of the Christian organizations. And the poster is it's interesting. It's a big poster, and they are inviting people for their program. And the poster is one helicopter. It's a rescue team, okay? A helicopter is flying, and there is a ladder, ladder for rescue, and it's flowing, from the, it's just hanging down like that. And somebody is, want to rescue like that. This is a poster. So it means, what kind of invitation is that? I was thinking, even if somebody is interested in religion, if someone sees this kind of poster, they will not get attracted. It says that everyone is fallen. We are coming to rescue. You come with us. So, another day I was saying, even in the university, I was shocked. One person, he had a big watch, a big poster hanging from his neck. And all you sinful people, you surrender, you stop all sinful activities, in that line. The whole, if you see, do this kind of preaching, even those who have some inclination towards religiosity or God, they will think, what's the whole point? It is just fanaticism. People won't get attracted. So, one has to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that people get attracted to it. Fanatic preaching is not going to work. So the Western world, because of not properly presenting God consciousness, there is a clear difference between theology as well as science. So the science has become, most of the scientists, they reject God and they simply believe in materialism. So they don't believe anything more than matter. That is materialism. There is nothing more than matter. There is no spiritual existence whatsoever. And at the same time, those who are in God consciousness, as mentioned in this purport, there are two kinds of people mentioned. One kind of people, they actually adjust when there is a new scientific discovery. They adjust their theology in such a way that they can fit into the mainstream scientific world. So that is one category. That is, watering down the philosophy. Then the second category, as mentioned, they are too fanatic. Whatever happens in the scientific world, they reject everything altogether. So both of these are not proper. Both are extremes. So there has to be a mid-ground between these two. While accepting or not rejecting the scientific process altogether, but at the same time, keeping the philosophy, keeping the theology intact. So that is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. That is, we don't deny the whole scientific theories altogether, but we analyze and reject and we accept whatever we can. It is like, if you see, a few months back, one of the scientists, he is very well off, he is a billionaire. He has an institute, it's in America. They are into bioscience, biochemistry. And they were on a project creating life. So this project went on for 15 years, and a lot of hard work. The person is the chairman and the owner of this scientific community. He's a privately owned scientific research institute. He is Craig Venter. Craig Venter, he actually made a statement. They did the research and finally they said, first artificial bacteria, first synthetic bacteria. First synthetic life. It was, they had a big press conference in which they announced first synthetic bacteria. So what they have done is, they had this particular kind of bacteria, which is kind of one of the biggest bacteria. And in that, they have actually removed the actual DNA from the bacteria, because bacteria do not have so many DNAs, the one main DNA. They removed the DNA and they have placed another DNA which is synthetically created. So they actually, and they say that this synthetic DNA is manufactured completely in the lab. It is completely, they said this is from chemicals. It is completely from chemicals and we have actually placed inside this bacteria. And now this bacteria is behaving according to this genome, according to this synthetic DNA. Whatever characteristics we have put forth in this DNA, that is actually coming forth. So the point was, actually this is made by a computer. That was the point. That this DNA has different characteristics that we have put forward in the computer, as well as some names of our scientists, along with our website. And that we have placed in this bacteria. And he made a big press conference, so the first synthetic bacteria has come out. So we can create life. And there was an interview with Craig Venter. And Craig Venter said, the interviewer at the end, he asked, "Do you believe in God?" He said, "No, I don't believe in God. You know, there is nothing like God. You know, the whole physical being, it is a machine. And DNA is the software. Just like in a computer, we can write programming, we can program the software, in the same way we can program DNA and we can create life." At the same time, it is, even other scientists say, it's not actually synthetic life, because something close has already been generated. You know, the different proteins, different bodily parts could be generated from chemicals, but the life in itself, as no one has created, even this synthetic life, even though it is called synthetic life, it's not about synthetic life. Because there is a living bacteria, and one part, DNA, is being replaced, that's all. It doesn't mean that this life is being created from nothing. Yes. Again, the same principle comes, you know, as Prabhupada says, life comes from life. Has anyone created life without any life? No, it has never happened. So, and it is mentioned, we are actually, his point of view is playing God, you know. Playing God, you know, we can actually create life. So this is nothing but demoniac mentality. And foolish people, and I read one commentary, you know, one purport by somebody, and he was mentioning, you know, the time has gone, it's no point actually believing any of the life come from life, or, you know, a scientific or a spiritual version of creation of life, because everything is actually been described, everything is true now, everything is in the limelight, we know everything. But the real fact is, nothing is known. Even it is mentioned, even still, the functionality, the whole functioning of a simple bacteria is still unknown. Even the same personality, you know, Craig Venter, he agrees to that point. Still the whole functionality is unknown. Still he is saying that, you know, there is synthetic life. And at the same time, he has spent $40 million on this project, $40 million. And it's just a business. And he has amassed a few billion dollars from different companies for the future research. And no one actually questions this. But when the religionist, if the spiritualist, if he spends some money on a temple or any other project, people ask, suddenly they ask question, this money could have been used to feed the poor. Why are you doing this kind of activity? Why there is a religious organization? Why are you spending money on this kind of thing? But at the same time, even if you think, okay, indeed, if there is one bacteria, but what's the use of one bacteria when for $40 million, when in this world there are so much of problems? And even if you consider just poverty, $40 million can make a huge difference to poverty, right? So many, you know, many people are dying and many people are hungry. So there is no balance between these two. So we can see this is the age of hypocrisy. We cannot actually, these things, it doesn't fit in. Cannot fit in. And as it's mentioned, as the time progresses, the strength will diminish, and also memory. Strength diminishing, it's not very difficult to see. People are becoming weaker and weaker. Now, previously, people used to work all day in the field without a tractor, just with bull, and still evening they had some energy. Now, people sit in front of the computer for 8 hours every day, and the back is gone, and, you know, they go to a chiropractor, or, you know, so much of trouble, too much of trouble. The strength is definitely reducing. And what about memory? Memory is too difficult. Our hard disk space is increasing day by day. It shows that our memory is reducing. We can't remember anything.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Okay, that is total loss of memory. It's like if you hear a Bhagavatam or any lecture, we ask Prabhu, how was the lecture? Yeah, very good lecture, very nice lecture. Yeah, I heard everything. Prabhu, can you tell one point from the lecture? Then the real challenge arrives. You know, Prabhu, give me a few minutes. Let me think for a few minutes. So memory is not so powerful. Memory is decreasing. And it is mentioned that when Sri Sukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami was there and great sages were there. They could memorize 18,000 verses in one go. 18,000 verses in one go. Such a sharp memory. And after that, Suta Goswami, he could repeat. That's what we are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. So what kind of memory is that? If you know a few verses from Bhagavad Gita, we are proud. A few chapters from Bhagavad Gita, we are proud. We think, oh yeah, very nice memory. Yeah. No, it's nothing. If you are proud of anything, just refer to this verse. Because this is the actual qualification of a person in Kali, including us, pretty much. You know, the qualities are very low. Only by the mercy of the Lord and the devotees, we have some Krishna consciousness, we are trying to practice. But as such quality, very low. Now, is there any good quality as such in the age of Kali? So it is mentioned, yes, there is good quality. And before that, as Purport says, when things get really worse means now people are eating animals, then men start eating another man. So cannibals are going to arise in Kali Yuga, towards the end of Kali Yuga. So that is getting really, really worse. And people will become short and there is nothing to eat. And that time, who will come? Kalki will come. And it's mentioned where Kalki is going to come. The descriptions are given. Who is his father? Who is his mother? Whatever. The reasons are given. In the village, Sambhala, and exalted Brahmana, Vishnu, Yasha. It's like that. The Kalki's description is given. Coming on a white horse. However, the age is so bad. Now itself, there are many people claiming that they are Kalkis. That is Kali Yuga. That is, even now also India, many people are, you know, they are claiming to be Kalkis. There was a TV show in which I think five or six Kalkis were there. In Bangalore, right? Yeah. So there was a TV show. Five or six, I don't know how many. Few Kalkis were there. All of them were claiming that we are Kalki incarnation. And there was an interview with each of them. And I know few of our neighbors, they are worshippers of Kalki, the so-called Kalki. There is a Kalki and his wife. Both are there and they are worshipping their Paduka. And you can still go and visit the Kalki somewhere. And they are promoting so much, you know. They were asking my family, you know, you go and worship them. And when I went, he showed the photo of Kalki. He's an old man, you know, with a lot of beard and, you know, didn't look like as in the description here. And the place is also completely different. But Kalki was there, his wife was there, you know, wearing a big silk sari and, you know, big kumkum on her forehead. And they are telling, you touch the Paduka and you pray, whatever you pray, it will happen. And they took my sister. And after, you touch the Paduka and you start praying. And if your prayer is very strong, then the Paduka will move. Paduka means the shoes, okay? Move. And she said, I asked her, did you go? I said, yeah, I went, she told me. And did you pray? She said, yes, I prayed. Why did you pray? She said, something, she prayed. And did the Paduka move? She said, actually, I prayed very hard, but Paduka didn't move. Then I thought, okay, anyway, it should move, so I just flicked with my finger. Then it moved. Still, people are just crazy. And at the same time, all these followers, all these great devotees, they are eating meat, okay? They eat fish, they eat meat. So they are great devotees, but they eat everything. So again, it's hypocrisy. It doesn't match. It doesn't, you know, it cannot go together. It doesn't make any sense. So in this age of Kali, still, there are few good qualities in the age of Kali. So it is mentioned, Kalayar Dosha, Nidhairajan, Astihi Ekam Hanguna, Kirtanadeva, Krishnasya, Mukta, Sangha, Param, Braje. In this verse, actually, there is one quality mentioned, but in first canto, Prabhupada mentioned three good qualities in the age of Kali. First one, and the most foremost one is, even though it is an ocean of sin, kalayar dosha nidheralan, ati eka mahanguna, that one prime good quality is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramraje. That is, just by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can go back home, back to Godhead. So that is one first good quality, and that is the foremost. Second good quality is that even if one commits sin in the mind, even if somebody has a sinful thought, still one doesn't have to get a contract, one will not get reaction because of that. So that is a great deal, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. We are very happy with that because we know what's going on in our mind. We can have a nice shaved head, a nice tilak, you know, whatever, nice devotee clothes, everything. Still, what's going on in the mind, it can be, oh, very bad. So there is no reaction for that. But we should remember, in previous ages, whatever one thinks, there used to be reaction for that. And even their words used to be so powerful. In Kali Yuga Brahman, if they curse, nothing happens. Nothing happens. But a person who curses in the age of Kali, the words used to be powerful. So even though they may not be devotees, the words were so powerful that it used to happen. Then, on the other side, if we think something good, if we think of doing something good, then we get a good reaction for that. So that is a plus point in the age of Kali. So whatever bad we think, there is no reaction. And whatever good we think, there is a positive reaction to that. So this is the second quality of the age of Kali. And the third quality, as it is mentioned in the first canto, we know, Krishna sadhamo bhagate dharma jnanadipisaha kalau nashtadrisha esha puranarko adhino uditaha. That is, this great Purana Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna, because it can bestow light upon the residents of Kali who are completely in darkness. So it is mentioned, the Srimad Bhagavatam has come for us, that is one. And if somebody hears Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees, and one who studies Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Krishna becomes situated in their heart. So this is a direct statement from the purport, that Krishna himself sits in the heart of such a person. So that is the final benediction of the age of Kali. So even though there are ocean of sin, so we have these three particular good qualities for the age of Kali. So we don't have to worry too much. We can take the opportunity and try to perfect our life using Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So I stop here and see if there are any comments, questions or corrections.
One comment about memory. Bhaktisiddhanta Prasthi Thakur, at the age of 7 years, he could remember all the verses of the Gita and the translation.
Yeah. So he's not an ordinary person.
Yeah.
They are all devotees from birth. They are great souls. Yes, yeah, we can see, if you consider religion, the actual religion is the worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So chanting of Hare Krishna means we are actually become religious, and we are actually become the actual religion, true religion. That is, Bhagavad Dharma is being revealed in our heart. So yes, that is truthfulness. Brahmanical qualification means truthfulness. By chanting and following the Brahmanical culture, practicing devotional service, when one becomes a Brahmana by quality, then truthfulness is one of the main quality of a Brahmana. Shaucham, cleanliness, similarly the cleanliness arises. At the same time, we have to understand the external cleanliness due to the age, which may not change so much. Even though we are practicing, we can have a limited sphere of cleanliness, but there will be still unclean atmosphere around. We may not be able to change it completely because still the age of Kali is powerful. Tolerance, the quality of tolerance one can develop, and mercy, of course, we are trying to do that. But how much can we impart to others? That again can be limited because the influence of Kali is so strong. Duration of life, we may not be able to change so much unless if there is a sanction of the Supreme Lord. But you know, it is pretty limited. It may not increase from, you know, 70 or 80 years to, you know, 1,000 years. It may not happen. But whatever longevity we have, that is sufficient. As Prabhupada said, you know, one life, go back home, back to Godhead. So, the ultimate purpose of that longevity can be fulfilled. So, there is no harm. Still, it is, you know, in one sense we can say we are given extra longevity because we are getting the benefit from whatever limited duration of life that we have got. So, the purpose is fulfilled. So, there is no harm. Physical strength, we will get the physical strength to perfect our spiritual life. You cannot expect to lift, you know, to win Olympics, you know, weightlifting or anything by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But physical strength to maintain our Krishna consciousness, Krishna will give. That will be fine. And memory, we can think of Krishna, that is the actual purpose of memory. If we practice, if we chant Hare Krishna, Sravanam Girtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, we will get Smaranam. Krishna, we can think about Krishna. So that is the purpose of memory, that will be done. So in that way, we have positive application of all of these things by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Compared to other yugas, it is the shortest yuga. Kaliyuga is shortest. Even though it looks big, it's actually the shortest yuga. So that's one point. Then, relatively speaking, compared to other yugas. So, how many times? Two times? Oh, no. Double, huh?
Double is Dwaraga.
Double is Dwaraga. Double then Dwapara is Treta.
No.
Three times? Three times, okay. Yeah. So, it is the shortest yuga in terms of time period. Then if you ask why, you should understand there are so many living beings who want to fulfill all these desires. So, they have to appear and they have to experience. So, Krishna is facilitating. Yeah. It's a material existence is punishment, and at the same time, a chance for reformation. So both are there always.
Is it?
Okay.
I think the system is similar to the same planets, so that there are yugas as well.
For the?
Other planets. Other planets.
Other planets. Primarily, Kali Yuga is for the earthly planets. The influence on Svarga and very minute, it's not really affected so much with the Kali as such. Can in fact, one time, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur on a walk, he was looking at the moon and he said that the moon planet has become really materialistic. We should go there and preach. he made such a statement to his disciples. He made such a statement, but generally it is considered the higher planets are not so influenced by the age of Kali. No. And if you consider lower planets, there is always a hellish. It's always hellish condition is running anyway. So it is mainly for the middle planets.
Can't be there.
Ah.
Then why
So if I understand the question, when Krishna is there cannot be Maya.
Yes.
Yeah. So Krishna is there, how cannot be Kali Yuga as such? So in one sense that's the correct point, because for the manifestation of Kali Yuga in its fullness, Krishna had to depart from this world. So in that way that is correct. And Krishna has given us what is the process? The chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is the holy names, incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name is present. So it is mentioned that Srimad Bhagavatam, again the first canto mentioned this point, that is, one can be completely devoted, completely out from the influence of the age of Kali by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So if one actually is completely under the shelter of the holy name of Krishna, in other words, if somebody is under the complete shelter of Krishna in the name of holy name, then one is not influenced by the age of Kali. So yeah, so that's correct. If Krishna is there, then Maya is not there. One is not influenced by the age of Kali if one has complete shelter in the holy name. Another universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, another universe it can happen. Yeah.
So while we're doing Kali, someone else is doing
it. It could
Kali,
have, yes.
And there's another one going.
It could, it can, yes, it is possible.
So it's just so funny to
deal
with.
Yeah, it is.
But my point is, so how many people want to be independent from Krishna? Because there's so many universes and so many. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. First of all, we shouldn't misunderstand that most of the people are here and only a few people are there with Krishna. Or in other words, most of the people are non-devotees and only a fraction is devotees, just like we can see here in Melbourne. A fraction are devotees and rest are non-devotees. But this is not really applicable to if we consider the entirety of living entities and their connection with Krishna. It is said, Bahavo Gyana Tabasa Puta Madhavam Agata. Even 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 10th verse, that is, in many people have come to me. Bahavo, too many. And when we consider the creation, the spiritual and the material creations, or spiritual world is always the creation means it's always there. It is approximately, it is said, the 3/4 is the spiritual world and only the 1/4 is the material creation. And there are unlimited living entities in the spiritual abode. So whatever we can see in the material universes, and these universes again, it is compared to mustard seeds from a bag of mustard seed, so many others, so many universes are there and so many living entities are there. So even though we consider so many living entities, still they are minority compared to devotees who are serving eternally, perpetually the Supreme Lord. So we should never think that we are in minority group. We are always in majority group. Yeah. Okay, there are different grades of happiness available to living entities. Okay. There are different grades of happiness available. So, in other words, different kinds of enjoyment. So it can be partially, it can be suffering also. Usually in Sanskrit, the same term is used to describe both enjoyment and suffering. So, in the lower planetary system, so there are different levels of lower planetary systems. And in these different planetary systems, again, there is a different kinds of suffering. Again, to facilitate the desires of living entities. So the purpose is one and the same. Again, to fulfill the desires of living entities. And as we go to different planets, you know, Sutala, Atala, Vitala, you know, the descriptions are given. What kind of enjoyment we are suffering, what is really going on there. So there is variegatedness. It's all one because everything is forgetfulness of Krishna. But by the degree of enjoyment or suffering, there is a variegatedness is provided, even in the lower planetary systems. So ultimately, it's again to facilitate the desire of the living entity.
Even during the Satyuga?
Yeah, even during the Satyuga, yes. Because in Satyuga, all of them are devotees. So there is only one Varna. Varna means one type of people. They are called Hamsa or Swan. I mean, they are swan-like people. Because they are Hamsa, they are devotees. And they are happy to worship the Supreme Lord thousands and thousands of years. They don't have any trouble. Their legs do not pain. You know, they can sit at one spot. Their mind doesn't flicker. They can meditate for thousands of years. No problem. So that is their desire to worship the Lord in that way. So that is being facilitated.
Yes, so why is there a people in Satyayuga residing in the lower planets while they should reside in the why would they enjoy the higher planets?
What is that?
Why is there a people on lower planets in tune to Satyayuga? Why would they can be as well on the higher planets?
The reason is the influence of the Yugas in terms of Satya Dabra, this is primarily on the middle planet. Primarily on the middle planet. So that's it.
But yes, why is that such a pious man in such a yoga who can worship Krishna all the time? Why they are on the earthly planet?
Yeah, it means that there has to be some reason to be on the earthly planet, right? There has to be a tinge of material desire or a tinge has to be there. But that is very, very low in proportion, very, very minute. So he is able to perfect his life. It's tinge. For us it is the other way around. We may have a tinge of devotion. So it's exactly the opposite. So they were very pious and they have been actually facilitated by they can worship the Lord like that. Thank you very much. Hiranthrashyama Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.